Standing in a shipping container that's been converted into essentially a salmon butchery, Sandy Alvarez is filleting a sockeye. People regularly admire her technique, but she says the secret behind it is practice.
Well, you know, people who comment that they wish they could do that, I usually laughingly tell them, try doing 1,500 fish for 10 years and you probably can.
Almost a decade ago, Alvarez and her husband, who's a commercial fisherman, decided to set up a little processing plant near their summer home in Naknek. Alvarez's husband fishes for sockeye and drops off a little bit of his catch to his wife, who then processes it. Then he sells the rest of his salmon to a larger seafood company. That's pretty typical for many small seafood processors in the region. The Alvarez's setup is called My Girl Fisheries, and they sell their sockeye to tourists and local fishing lodges. The reason they thought their business would be successful in the first place was they used to always hear tourists complaining there was nowhere to buy salmon to bring home with them.
Back then they said you can't even buy a fillet in the salmon capital of the world.
Larger processors in the region, ones that go through more than 1 million pounds of sockeye in a season, sell in bulk to places like grocery store chains and restaurants. That's why it used to be hard for people just passing through to buy a few pounds of sockeye. Even though operations like Alvarez's don't come close to the big guys, some used to look at processors like hers as a threat. Alvarez thinks that's ridiculous.
Sometimes they think you're going to be competition, but I, you know, dream on. I can't do more than 2,000 fish in a summer ever, I don't think.
Small processors make up the majority of seafood companies in the region, but they deal with a tiny fraction of Bristol Bay's sockeye. According to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, last year there were about 30 small processors, and altogether, they only bought and sold about 1 million pounds of sockeye. That's less than 1% of the 208 million pounds caught that season. The hundreds of millions of pounds of salmon left over were processed by the 17 largest seafood companies in Bristol Bay. Alvarez says as time passes, some larger processors are seeing how operations like hers will only help them in the end.
You know, when I run out, the people who I have that like salmon are going to go looking for some more somewhere until next summer comes and I can sell them another box.
Well, it doesn't take a whole lot of fish to make a good season for us because we're very small, and little fish from a lot of different people adds up.
Amanda Walaszewski's employees are jamming out to music as they cut fish at the Kujek Fish Company just outside of Naknek. They can get through a few thousand pounds in a day. If they didn't have their music, she says they'd revolt. Their favorites include
Guns N' Roses, definitely Tupac, and a little bit of dubstep late at night, and rap, which I think they do just to embarrass me when customers and fishermen come in.
Her company does custom processing for fishermen and also sells sockeye at farmers markets and grocery stores in the American Northwest. Walaszewski says there's plenty of room for more people to start businesses like hers.
Anybody could do it if they wanted to, and there's certainly lots of room because we turn away lots of customers just because we don't have enough room to take care of the fish well.
In a small fish camp in Pilot Point, a small community on the north side of the Alaska Peninsula, Traveler Turpinine is a prime example of this. He's currently in the middle of cleaning a freshly caught sockeye.
Well, I've never worked in any other kind of processing facility before, so I was sort of starting from scratch.
About a decade ago, he started set netting, founded his business Salmon and Sable, and then converted a small cabin into a pristine processing area.
Personally, I'm really proud of it because when people get fish from me, we literally caught it with our hands, just us.
Turpinine is eager to show off his process of cutting the fish, pin boning fillets by hand, and packaging them ready to sell with his logo laid over each cut of fish. His crew only prepares 70 salmon per day, at most. He'll only produce a few thousand pounds this way, but that's enough for his direct marketing business. Once the fishing season is over, he'll bring his fish to Virginia. There he sells sockeye fillets ranging from $18 to $20 a pound at farmers markets and to customers along the East Coast. The way he sees it, the care he puts into his fish is what carves his niche in the market.
Each piece, I mean, like, look at the attention every single fillet gets. It's ridiculous, you know, and that's why it takes so long, but that's also why it's so beautiful.
In Bristol Bay, where sockeye show up in the millions every summer, small processors are finding ways to make money in diverse markets with a fraction of the fish larger companies need. If Bristol-based Sockeye Run continues to be huge and Americans eat more and more salmon, who knows how many of these small businesses can succeed. In Naknek, I'm Mitch Borden.